and welcome to another edition of PRA. I'm your host, Dave. And I know I've been absent for about a week.
You have.
Travis.
You've been gone.
Travis has took the reins about 2 weeks ago with an interview with or discussion with Tim Howard of I can't remember his stuff off right off the. That's embarrassing. But that Tim Howard was.
You didn't do it, so it's fine.
I know, right? But yeah, so this is not going to be long, guys. This is going to be a short thing to kind of tell everybody what's going on. I got CSG's Tyler Fowler. Tyler, why don't you open up CSG for everybody?
Well, CSG has been rocking and rolling, man. I mean, we've got, you know, our 10-part series on practical Christianity. We're on episode 6, or we just released episode 6 on the importance of scripture and prayer. Michael Moore, one of my good friends, and Josh Davidson's, those two have partnered up and really helped each other out in just the practical walk in Christianity, man. Life is tough, and the Christian walk is not easy at all. And we're not going to, you know, sugarcoat it and say that it is whenever it's not. And so we all jumped on board Friday? And did a YouTube episode about, you know, the practical importance of scripture and prayer. And it was good, man. It went really good. We got a couple more shows lined up before we start winding down. And yeah, man, that's what's been bumping at CSG, brother.
Right on. Well, guys, it's no secret that, you know, I was gone last week and the week before that. You know, it's been a trying month for me personally, but there's also been some big things in the works for Pora and CSG. And we just want to give you guys a sneak peek at that, a little preview of it right now, and then we'll go from there. Yo, so that's the sneak peek of what is happening. So guys, without further ado, I'm going to announce that soon coming up, there will be a whole nother podcast and radio station channel whatever we are, radio show and a YouTube channel called Faith Unaltered. And that's going to be with me and Tyler at the helm, exploring so many different things. And of course, yes, that means CSG and Pora will be merging into one. And that's the name of the show. We are going to be the great thing, Tyler, about this is that we're going to move everything over to PRA's channel. So a lot of the subscribers won't have to resubscribe, but you'll have an easier name to access to get to the page, because it's going to be under Faith Unaltered, which is, you know, proselytize or apostatize was very long, very hard to say. And it was really hard for people to get to. Sure. And we're going to be changing that. So you that are already subscribed, you're not going to have to resubscribe. It's just there's going to be a different name. And what's even awesome is all the past episodes of CSG and Pora will be in their separate playlists.
Yep.
So you'll still be able to access it pretty easily. Any past episodes are discussions with Gary Habermas, J. Warner Wallace, Justin Brierley, even, and CSGs with Philip Carey and J.D. Martin and all those people that were on CSG's channel. You're going to be able to all access it right here anytime you would like. But yes, things are changing. I'm going to let Tyler tell you a little bit about it as well.
That's right. That's right. And like David said, so we just a heads up, we are not deleting anything, right? We are moving. So this is a new chapter, like Inavani said. And I love it. I love the idea. David and I have been talking now for a couple months about the idea. I shot the idea to him just kind of as, I don't know, I was serious, but at the same time, I really didn't expect David to go with it in the beginning, if I'm being honest. But the more we talked, the more we figured out that this probably was the best move to make. And so here we are. Faith Unaltered is going to be a thing. And if you are, just to add, if you are subscribed to CSG's channel and you're not subscribed to Pora's, you will need to resubscribe to the Pora channel. But other than that, I mean, I think most of my subscribers are your subscribers, David, so there's not a lot of, you know, resubbing going on there. But yeah, I mean, just a basic, for those who don't know me, I just kind of want to give a little testimony, and then we'll tell you what our mission is going to be at Faith Unaltered. It's kind of a combination. I mean, it really is a combination of CSG and Pora. But for those who don't know me, I've been a Christian now for about 5 years, and I came, man, I was in church all of my life from a young age, but I never really got it, so to say. Like, I just went there because my mom wanted me to, for the most part. And whenever I was 18, that was really my eye opener. I moved to Florida, 2018. I was 18 years old, or I'm sorry, 2008. I was 18 years old, and I moved to Florida, Pensacola, and I just went wild, man. I knew at that time that God was not in my heart, because I was just looking to serve myself. And I got into drugs. I was in the rock and roll, you know, band thing. And I wanted to get as many women as I could. That was my goals. And it wasn't until I eventually got to a point where I was addicted to pills really bad. And my dad's friend, a guy that it's crazy how it worked out. We moved 600 miles away to Pensacola, Florida. My dad happened to meet up with this guy who played pool. My dad loves to play pool. And he ended up going to this senior center to shoot pool. He heard that, you know, they was doing pool tourneys down there every week. And he met this guy by the name of Alpha Gibson. And God bless Alpha, because Alpha was the one who actually told me the gospel for the first time. And granted, I heard it in church, but whenever I say that he told it to me for the first time, this guy literally drew out the gospel on a piece of paper, and I never seen anything like it before. And it wasn't, I mean, I didn't take it. I didn't believe it, I guess, right from the start. I'd moved back up to Indiana. Long story short, I thought I had a daughter up here. That's why I ended up making the move in the first place. And turns out she wasn't mine. You know, I've gotten over that. And I was at work one day, David, and I was listening to this sermon. I don't know if you've heard of him or not, but a great dude from Dallas Theological Seminary. His name's S. Lewis Johnson. And I don't remember the sermon he was preaching on, but all I know is that I was convicted in my heart. I said, you know what? If this Jesus guy that this dude is talking about really existed, then that's life-changing. It's just life-changing. And so I remember it like it was yesterday. I ran to the bathroom and I started like searching, did Jesus really exist? What's the evidence for Christ's existence, right? And the Holy Spirit. It couldn't be nothing but the Holy Spirit fell on me, man. And I just gave my life to Christ right there. Like right there, I believed. And from that moment on, I have been searching. I've been seeking. David knows how hard that I'm working at this to really understand God, to really understand what this whole Christian experience is supposed to be about. What is the Christian walk? And that's what we're wanting to bring to you, the listener. CSG, Faith Unaltered's mission statement. I mean, we're a Christian podcast and a YouTube channel for anyone, whether you're a believer, whether you're not, for anyone who is interested in the topic of biblical Christianity. Co-hosted by David Russell himself and me, Faith Unaltered seeks to accomplish two primary things for you. Number one, examine, discern, and present to you the facts of the faith by engaging in exegesis of Scripture, practicing apologetic methodology in debate, and interviewing the experts on theology, church history, and anything else. Number two, practically strengthen believers' faith in Christ by answering your questions through our YouTube live chat. When we live stream, as well as our call-in number for the radio station, it's going to be the same number for anyone who's listened to CSG on the radio, 1-855-450-6624. And then when we're live on the radio, you can contact us there. You can also contact me and David at faithunaltered@gmail.com. It's simply this, y'all, and then I'll hand it back over to David. We exist to engage the culture and its various worldviews, especially those within Christianity that involve issues surrounding theology and the universal body of believers at large. Also, we aim to equip the secular world with the truth and to help believers discern biblical truth, all the while reaching the masses with the gospel of Jesus Christ, promoting healthy discipleship within the cultural milieu. And at the end of the day, as David says it best, you decide. So, David, what else do you got for us, brother?
Well, you know, I started Pora with a friend of mine named Titus. He's the first co-host. He actually started it before I jumped on. And it was just a really interesting tale how we met and how things just kicked off from there. And, you know, my whole goal, I mean, our goal, me and Titus's goal early on was, you know, let's just have coffee cup style discussions, you know, and what you would, you know, talk about in a coffee house. Let's kind of like bring that to the forefront, right? Let's bring that to YouTube. Let's bring that to podcasting, right? So we're like, yeah, man, that, you know, and I was like, hey, you know, this is kind of a show I've listened to. And he's like, oh yeah, that's kind of like the inspiration of the show. It was Unbelievable from Justin Brierley, right? Mm-hmm. So I was like, yeah, man, I've loved that show ever since like 07, you know, and, you know, or maybe even before, but it was right when it came out. But I was like, yeah, you know, I love the show. Let's kind of style it after that. And that's what we want to also reiterate. That's not changing. We're right. going to be bringing those type of debates to you. We're going to be bringing our atheist friends on that we've had. Our network is just growing, you know. Sure. And it's funny because me and Tyler do a lot of the same similar stuff. It's just now we're able to merge that together and bring even more of that content instead of kind of like competing with each other on it. We're mm-hmm. actually uniting on it. And our co-hosts, they're not going away. They're actually going to be behind the scenes and helping us here and coming to the front of the scenes as well with things that they want to do. And it takes a team to really make something successful. And our yes. goal is to be not successful for just us. Yeah, I think me and Tyler would love to do this all the time.
Of course.
But it's to be successful for you guys to get engaging conversations, you know, help with things that you don't know about, you know, or things that are on the surface, to talk about the scandals that we've recently witnessed. I mean, on Discovery Plus right now, the whole Hillsong scandal's out, you know, and they're going through yep. that. And it's like, man, you know, people need to understand what biblical Christianity is. People also need to understand what worldviews are, basic epistemology, basic things, man, that we take for granted that we don't really think about on a daily basis, but affect our worldviews and affect how we live our lives. So that's one of the things that I really love to bring out is consistency in thought, good reasons why we believe, making disciples. My testimony is wrapped in that type of life because I was part of a Word of Faith movement when I started out, and it didn't start that way. It was a good Pentecostal style church, but it did evolve into a Word of Faith church. And my walk honestly was always up and down. And, you know, I also often describe to people that, you know, sanctification isn't, you know, felt like falling down an escalator. You just, you know, you just keep tumbling as you're going up. It's like a never ending.
You're constantly going up, but
my foundations were totally askewed. And when my father passed away in 07, I had just started reading C.S. Lewis's Problem of Pain. And I had no idea what the words he was saying in that book was. I mean, they were beyond me, like the philosophy and stuff. And the words were like, I was having to look up words and stuff like that. And it was just beyond me. But I ended up getting into a conversation with an atheist during my father's wake. And my cousin, who is pretty staunch, pretty brilliant, is one of those people that, you know, left high school to get his GD because so he could go right into college at a very young age, you know. Mm-hmm. And he really made me doubt several things, you know. And when I was done with that conversation, I had more doubts than I had answers. I was just like, man, I've kind of lived, my faith was blind. It really was. It was, you know, had no explanation to it, you know. But at the end of it, also, I realized, you know what, if I've given my life to this, if I'm going to give my life to this, because now I'm unsure, you know, if I'm really going to give my life to this, I need to know why I believe what I believe. And that was a driving factor for me. And I don't know what sparked up into me, but my mind expanded to the point where let's study everything. Let's look into everything. Let's dabble with this. Let's dabble with that. And I did that. And I went on that search. And I tell you what, it just drew me closer to God. Mm-hmm. You know, I looked into other things, studied other things, learned about my faith, you know, at things I never even knew, you know, and answers I wanted. And, you know, this is after my first 2 years of being in a Bible college, right? So, you know, things just got deeper in my walk. And when it comes to Pora, you know, we started out that show by being able to bring those things out to people. And I met Tyler and we just clicked. And then he kept trying to push, saying, hey, let's collab. Let's make our own show, you know. And I was like, nah, I love my show and I love doing this. And, you know, it took a while for me to jump on board. But then I finally realized, like, you know what? Two heads are better than one, and it takes a team.
Yep.
And it really does. And we needed a team moving forward if we wanted to make a dent in the society, which right now we've got, you know, we got the radio station, we've got YouTube, we've got TikTok, we've got Instagram. And if we were able to connect all those resources, we would be able to do a lot more. And with me and Tyler and the team that we have and that is working with us, we're going to be able to do that, just that. But right. Before I move any further, we haven't launched yet and we're not going to. You know, we're taking our time preparing these things. What you're going to see from my end is you're going to see past episodes of Pora come into life. And the name of Pora is going to change and so forth. And the URL is going to change. So basically, when you are entering the search engine, you don't have to hit Pora. Or, I mean, I don't think you could. I think if you even hit Pora, it doesn't come up because URL never changed.
I think it brings up a wrapper, some kind of wrapper.
Yeah. So now when you hit Faith Unaltered or anything, it's going to pull up our stuff, you know? Yeah. So that's going to be taking place behind the scenes. I'm going to be preparing the YouTube channel for that change. So you'll see previous episodes being played of PRA, you know, past episodes and stuff like that. And I may take one last show, an open mic night, to just say goodbye to it. You know, we haven't discussed that fully yet, but yeah, so that's what's in the work on my end. I do want to show you guys this because there is something cool that's about to happen. And we actually are having a live launch event, guys. It's going to be awesome. I'm not going to give you details on that right now because we haven't fully fleshed those details out, but we're thinking it's going to be an event that's going to last a couple days. We've got some interviews and stuff that we're going to be putting in the works. We're going to be taking questions and answers. We're going to be doing all sorts of stuff, and we're going to make it at least an event of some sort. And that's going to be coming together soon. So with that, Tyler, I'll hit it back to you. Anything else?
Yeah. And just so people know who have listened to CSG and are really into the Practical Christianity series, we're going to continue that. We're going to finish the 10 episodes, get those out. And also we're going to bring that over to Faith Unaltered. And so there's one thing David talked about, hitting on the theology and the reasons why you believe what you believe. That's one aspect of Faith Unaltered. The other aspect of this is to practically apply those things that we learn, right? And so one of the things that really stood out to me, and I actually posted this on one of the thumbnails that I was playing with Faith Unaltered, and that's Ephesians 3:16 through 19. I just want to read it to you guys because this is the second half of Faith Unaltered. Paul writes, I pray according to the wealth of his glory, he will grant you to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in the inner person, that Christ will dwell in your hearts through faith, so that because you have been rooted and grounded in love, that's the key, you will be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and the length and the height and the depth, and thus to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, so that, and here's the key, you will be filled up to all the fullness of God. At Faith Unaltered, we want that for you, the listener. We want to strengthen your faith. That's why we're called Faith Unaltered. Nothing can alter that faith. And we want to bring that to you guys. So for one, we need the facts. We need to know, we need to understand why it is we believe what we believe. But not only that, that only goes so far in an individual's life. People need to see the light of Jesus. They need to see me. They need to see David. They need to see you living out these steps, living out these things that we talk about and that we argue about, even debate about from time to time. People need to see in the like David showed on the intro video, we do live in a broken world, ladies and gentlemen. And this is the time that Christians really need to be a light to non-believers and to other believers alike. So we're here to build you up in your faith so that you can go out to the world in a dying world and be a light that Jesus wants you to be.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, I confirm that as well, because one aspect that I love to bring to the table is that whole point of, look, if we're wrong in certain areas, you know, it's not common for Christians to get things wrong. Right. And when we bring on unbelievers and our atheist guests, you know, at the end of the day, we want people to have the facts of both sides, you know, and be able to make a decision that, you know, could affect the way they live their lives, you know. So we want to be able to bring those issues to the forefront so you guys can have the most comfortable disposition to be able to make a decision. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So other than that, guys, stay tuned. I haven't left. You're gonna see some past episodes on Pora. But I haven't left yet. And I'm not going to leave, and you're going to see more of me and the team in these coming weeks and months. It is good to actually take a break. So it's kind of like me ending the season. Finally, I never ended the season for you guys. I kept Pour running every week. for you guys. I didn't take seasons off, but this is the end of porous season. So, yeah, we're actually going to slow it down and we're going to be switching out. Again, I just want to reiterate that. We got some really cool logos. We've got the lion logo with the fish. So it, when you see something like that,
I love it.
that's going to be on there. Now this is a collaboration of me and Tyler.
Yep.
I came up with the lion. He came up with the wording.
Yep.
My artistic, you know, abilities are better, but no,
they are.
It's a great working. But yeah, so we came up with this one. And then there's this one. This is just the common logo. Just something that we put together that we can still, you know, put on shirts and have on shirts along with the lion logo. So there's a couple logos that we got working on this. So yeah, man, I really like it. I really like the direction it's heading. We got things working and moving. And like I said, we're going to be back. We're not going anywhere, but transitions take time. And we wanted to let everybody know that this is a transition, especially on Pora side. Tyler still got some stuff going on with CSG. Mm-hmm. So stay tuned for the stuff in CSG. He will be announcing more stuff. So he's going to end up slowing down too. The thing is, we didn't want to like blend and move everything so fast, even though Tyler is kind of impatient. But
I am.
Yeah, I mean, he's like, let's launch tomorrow. And I'm like, no, Tyler, no. And we've been getting advice from professional broadcasters and you know, people that have a million followers and this, that, and they're giving us advice. Hey, slow it down, transition, make sure it's a smooth transition. This is the first step, guys. This is the first step in telling you what's going on. And we're looking to launch in mid-May, hopefully. Mm-hmm. To give everybody that chance and this and that, but there's going to be a lot of changes over on Pora side, more construction and deconstruction, of the channel and shifting of things and adding of things. So you're going to see a lot of that. So with that, Tyler, you got anything else before we close out of here?
Yeah, I think we should tell the people about the shows that we've got actually scheduled that we're going to be doing. And so the first one of those, like David said, we've already got the ball rolling on some of these things, and it might just be my impatientness that has got these things already, but that's fine. No, we are taking a break and slowing down and making that smooth transition. But check this out. So we've got three definite shows lined up in the works. One of those shows, we have not set a date yet, but we're going to. So on April the 22nd. Now, David, forgive me, but we're going to not do these live. We're going to pre-record these and then release them at a later date, correct?
Yes, we are. Okay. The interviews are going to be released on our launch event, and we will be there to take questions.
Yes.
And answers, but we're going to pre-record our interviews.
Yep.
So, and they will be released throughout that event day. And like I said, I can't give you too many more details on it, but expect a weekend filled with apologetics and interviews with scholars and teachings and arguments and debates. So we're going to have all that cool stuff in there. So,
and so with that, I will say the who we got coming up. So we've got Dr. Paul Anderson. We're going to be joining us to talk about the reliability of John. He's got a million books in published. He's co-authored. He's edited all kinds of things on the Gospel of John. This guy has literally dedicated his life to studying the Gospel of John.
You're giving too many details away.
Well, that's fine.
That's all you get.
That's all you get. All right. Well, I'll say this then. We've got two more. We got a debate and another interview with a surprise guest. And so those things are definitely in the works. Big debate coming up. I'm super excited about this debate.
Yep. So, you know, me and Tyler love to do this work. You know, we love this ministry. We love to do ministry, especially when it comes to these type of topics, these kind of engage and equip moments, as we would say. We love to equip you guys with answers. We love to equip our enemies, no, not enemies really, but our opponents, our inoculators, you know, we like to, equip them with, you know, what we believe and, you know, maybe break down some walls and stereotypes that have been just raised due to ignorance and fideism, you know? So I just we love to do this and this is why we're doing what we're doing. And again, I just, before we go, Tyler, do you have anything else you want to add, brother?
I think that's about it. I just, other than David was talking about our team, right? We are nothing. We could have 500 people working behind the scenes, but we need you. We need you to share. We need you to like. We need you to get the word out, the listener, to get the word out about Faith and Altar, because we're nothing without our listeners, without our community. And so not only do we want to build a team, we want to build a community that is dedicated to serving you. And so we need your help with that. Like, share, get the word out about Faith Unaltered.
And that's your job. You're going to be seeing a lot of stuff and you can use it. You know, you can use our banners and logos. You can, you know, like and share them. You're going to see a lot of those advertisements coming up through all of our channels, all of our social media and things like that. But until then, guys, we hope you have a great Sunday. Tyler,
happy Palm Sunday.
Yes, happy Palm Sunday. Next week, we thought we'd, this week, we thought we'd give you this preview and then let everybody rest on Easter and have a good Easter. So everybody, enjoy your Easter. Remember, this week is a very important week. You know, this is the week that Christ died and rose again. This is the weekend where we celebrate and his vindication, you know, of being resurrected from the dead and giving us new hope and life for eternity. So, guys, enjoy this time with your families. I know I am. I'm going to do a prime rib roast. Yes, I'm not a vegan. I'm sorry, guys. I'm not. But there's going to be a prime rib roast in the Russell house. But yeah, enjoy your Easter, folks. Again, coming soon, Faith Unaltered.